Hello, sisters. Sister Almond from don'tperish.com. How you doing today? Hopefully you're striving on one more day. You know, yesterday, if you lived it for the Lord and you kept yourself pure and did your best for Him, did your good works, everything with a pure heart, and if you had some issues or sins or troubles and you repented of them, He would give you the opportunity to try again today, if you're listening to this, to overcome one more day for Him. We just do the best that we can and remember that He is a loving, forgiving Father for those who truly are striving to do their good works and be pleasing unto Him. So anyway, I just have some random thoughts, maybe no rhyme or reason. I just kind of made a few notes here and thought I would share some, do a sister sharing with you, because I like talking to my sisters and sharing what's going on, and maybe something will be encouraging to you. We had a little bit of travel the past couple days, and well, today we did travel. It's beautiful. It's like, I don't know if you could get more of a perfect day. Beautiful, sunny, cool, but warm. I don't know. It's just awesome. It was a good travel day. Very peaceful in between the cities and stuff. So yeah, it's like a time of refreshing. I think I talked about that on one of my other audios. And gospel cards going out all over the place. Lots of opportunities, so that's good. We have some rain coming up. Little bits kind of here and there. It's spring, so whatever. Makes it a little bit challenging, not only for van life. You know, living in the van, it's not that big of a deal. You just deal with it. But because there is no place to just stop and wait, we have to plan ahead and always be looking, and we only park where we're welcome. You know, there's a lot of hospitality from some of the businesses there because they want you to do your business there, which it's an awesome thing, you know, because they let you park there and you give them some business, and it's usually grocery stores and things like that, or a hardware store or something. But it can be really challenging, depending on the location of the country that you're at, to try to find a place, you know, if it's going to be like horrible rain for a couple days or something, to try to find a place that you could stay for more than one day. You know, some of them are okay with that, and some of them have smaller parking lots, so they only want you one day. So there's an ongoing thing that we have to do to always be planning ahead and looking ahead and things like that. So that can be some of our challenges. But, you know, thus far, after all these years, the Lord has always given us a place to park for the night. And I'll tell you, when I wake up in the morning, I'm so thankful for the night that was uneventful and that we were safe in that night. And we didn't have to deal with unscrupulous people, maybe, if you want to say it that way, or whatever. So, you know, there's just so much thankfulness when you're really stripped down and not living for this world, right, sisters? I know many of you have stripped your lives down the best that you can, anyway. And you see what is incorruptible versus all the corruptible things, the futile things that the flesh can get swept away in. So, anyway, that was just something I was thinking about. I also shared with sisters about how I love seeing the birds while we're out here, you know, because we're in a lot of parking lots and we're driving down the road or in busy places and stuff. And there might be like a carcass on the road and there's birds eating off from it, and they got to fly in there and get out of the way and fly in there and get out of the way. And they're constantly, you know, just going about their business, but they do have to be paying attention to the world around them so that way they're not run over by a car or something. And then there's the birds that don't eat that stuff and they just go get maybe berries or seeds or maybe sometimes French fries from somebody who threw them out the window in a parking lot, you know, that's not so busy. And they just go about their business. You know, we see them flying across the highway, running across the parking lots, and it's like they're oblivious. They got to be careful with the world around them, but they're not entwined with it. They just go about their business. And that's how we sisters should be too. You know, you have to live in the world. Some have to live with much more Sodom and Gomorrah around them, if you want to put it that way. Some have more peaceful, quiet lives. They don't have to deal with that very often. And God has everybody where He has everybody, and there's a reason and purpose for it. And my point is, regardless of what you have going on around you, if it's not of God, we're not participating in it, we're not focusing on it. We are focused on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and doing the works that He has for us. We may have to deal with lots of that sin and stuff around us, but just like the birds, go about our business and let the world do what it does. So I like that. You know, doesn't nature even teach you? I love those reminders. You know, sometimes we might be out on the streets and it could be like super loud and lots of exhaust and lots of noise and lots of music and lots of virtual almost nakedness and profanity and all kinds of stuff. And I just kind of feel like a bird, you know, it just kind of like water on a duck's back, it just rolls right off because we're so focused on the work of the Lord and what the reason we're there for. You don't really even pay attention to it unless you get in your flesh. Maybe you're a little tired or weak or something and it can affect you. But once again, like I said in an audio before, how long will we allow it to affect us? We have the powers. We have, through Christ, through His strength, we have the weapons of our warfare that we need, which is Ephesians 6. All the armor that we can put on. We have the word, we have the truth. And so we have what we need, don't we, sisters? I was going to share this with you. I'm going to put a picture up on our journal for today of a billboard sign. So we're traveling down the road, super, super busy highway. And any of you know Brother Tupos and I, not our favorite. You know, I used to like thrive on almost using the superhighways like a racetrack. 80, 90 miles an hour, I'd be screaming down the highway, zipping this way and that way. Praise God, I don't do that anymore. I think it burnt everything out of me because now the slower we go, the better. I love it. I used to love speed and racing. And you know, when you see the futility of life, of all that in life, and then you see the real meaning of it through Christ and the preciousness of your life, all that disappears. I'm so thankful for this new life. I hate that old life I had. It's gone. I love it. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I was going to tell you about this. So we get on this highway. There was a backup, and praise God, the entryway we got was able to bypass all that. Down the road, it was a long, what do you want to call that, entry ramp or whatever, on-ramp. And we were able to bypass that, but it was still so busy. And we're going down the highway, and you know, it's like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 lanes, and then it kind of drops down to 5, and then it drops down to 4, and then it drops down to 3 right now with no sign. And I'm telling you that because we're driving, and all of a sudden our lane ended. There was an arrow right at the end of the lane, and pushed us over, and a semi, we saw it coming, like, real fast. And there was a semi on the side, he didn't even move over. He just kept going straight, and we had to run off onto the side of the road as he went by so we could get on. And we're like, wow. Brother Tupo said the semi behind him did that to the car right behind them. And I looked over to the sign. There was a big billboard there, and it said, here, I was going to get the notes because I wanted to say it just right. It says, real Christians love their enemies. Right at that time, I was like, wow, how timely. It's a good reminder for people who get run off the road to love your enemy. And it would have been a good thing for that trucker to see that sign, too. I mean, I don't know that we're enemies, but you know what I'm saying. And so, yeah, praise God, we didn't end up in the ditch and rolled over or something. But I wanted to say, maybe some of you know some of those billboards out there. They've got so-called, they call them gospel messages on there. They're run by Christian Aid Ministries. We just did an exposing on them. They're an Anabaptist group, like run by Mennonites, Amish, and other conservative or Anabaptist groups or whatever. They're unbiblical, and you can look up the testing on that. That would be a good thing for you sisters to do so you're not swept away sending your money off. That would be corrupt. That would be sent out, be used for things with people that have a corrupt gospel. Trying to get my words right here. And so here I just had a couple other notes. 2 Corinthians 10, I just did an audio Bible reading on that, and this verse stood out to me, or a few verses. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yeah, and I was thinking about it. The weapons of our warfare, we got to let this sink in. They're not carnal. They're not of our flesh. And we can't really affect much of anything because it's a spiritual battle. The war is mighty through God to to the pulling down of the strongholds, it says. And it's all through him that all these battles are fought, these spiritual battles. And it's just a good thing to remind ourselves it is a spiritual battle. It's not our flesh against flesh. And Satan would like for us to think that we need to use more of our flesh, you know, to try to convince people. It's not. Because the less flesh we have, the more spirit we'll have, and the stronger we're going to be through him. So anyway, I just thought, just sharing a quick thought on that. And then I was thinking, speaking of spiritual battles, I read Psalm 127 too. Some funny how these all kind of go together. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. That was verse 1. I read a Psalm 127 audio Bible reading for women today too, with the 2 Corinthians 10. And that verse stood out to me. The laboring in vain, you know, it's all vain without the Lord. And it's kind of like the Ecclesiastes verse I shared yesterday and the day before, the same ones. I love that. And I was thinking about vain. We went to a hardware store, and I saw some ZTR mowers there. And in my old life before Christ, my horrible, rotten life that was so hopeless, I was a manager of new product development for many, many different products in the company, and that was one of them. The turf department was like ZTRs and riding lawnmowers and things like that. And every time I see them, I'm just going to say this. Every time I see them, my heart rejoices for not being in that old, dead life anymore. And I'm just so thankful for this new life in Christ, because I used to be so empty and hopeless, and all those nights I used to lay there crying because I couldn't figure this life out. I am just so, so thankful. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about the gospel, because those words, the gospel, hearing those words and that truth changed my life. I died that day. The old me died. It's so awesome. I love it. And there was a new creation in the process. And that, oh, it's just so awesome. I just love sharing this, because from darkness to light, from death to life, I love it. I'm just filled with life and hope and rejoicing and thankfulness and contentment. And I love to do good works, and I have godly love for people. And I have like this ever-growing, never-ending, burning desire to share the gospel and this wonderful truth to other people, that those words might create a new life in them, to kill the old one and have a new life in that. And God deals with all these people out there that we share the gospel with. I know Brother Tupos would echo what I just said with his desperate lost life and his new life now. And I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to praise God with my sisters over that. You know, I will never, ever tire of thanking the Lord for this new life in him. Yeah, so anyway, I went on long enough. I'm going to leave us with this. 1 Peter 2:21-25. For here, even unto where you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judge righteously, who himself own bear, for who his own self, sorry, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Yeah, sheep going astray and now returned kind of goes along with all that I was just telling you about. I love that. Yeah, praise God. There's nothing more to say about that than let God have all the glory for it. Yeah. All right. I love you, sisters. Thanks for listening in. Let's see what the rest of the day brings for us. And I hope your day is joyous and filled with hope and life and love and truth. And just rejoice to the Lord for all he has done and the hope that lies before. Don't grow weary. Hold fast. Stand strong. All right. I love you, sisters. May God be praised.